everyone knows about the five senses: sight, smell, hearing, touch, and taste. Some of you might even point out the sixth sense, which is hearing mind, if we really want to get into semantics. But what happens when those senses get overloaded? Having had many a meltdown myself, I can attest to the fact that it pretty much feels like hell. Like many Aussies, I'm sensitive to touch, light, and sound, which, as you can imagine, can make for some interesting experiences, especially in busy places such as restaurants or at school. When I'm around bright or flickering lights, loud, persistent sounds, or unexpected touches for too long, it can make me have a meltdown or a shutdown. An example of this was when me and my family went out for Christmas last year. Unfortunately, there were a pair of kids who, hiring Christmas joy, were very loud. I just remember pushing my plate away and lying my head on my arms, trying not to cry. Of course, I don't blame them, they're just children. They don't understand. And when my parents told the family what was going on, they were really apologetic and kind. There are a lot of tips and tricks I've learned throughout the years, such as earplugs. I honestly don't think I could survive a day without them. Also, sunglasses, which I use when I go to my little brother's theatre shows because of all the pyrotechnics. Bringing sweets and fidget toys can help in that situation as well. The thing that upsets me the most isn't always the meltdown itself. I mean, it still feels terrible and embarrassing afterwards, but it's usually people's reactions to it, such as, like, disgust or even fear, like, we're crazy. I mean, they'll act as if we're being naughty on purpose. We've all seen at least one of those Facebook videos of some poor child having a meltdown, with the caption being laughing crying emojis. Frankly, it's gross. We're people too, not zoo animals to be pointed and laughed at. Imagine your most vulnerable moment being exploited on some social media site for laughs and likes. It must hurt a lot. No matter what, you shouldn't feel guilty for having a meltdown, and nobody should make you feel guilty either. You deserve comfort and support.